My guest at this time is Oklahoma Republican Congressman Jim Bridenstine. He represents the Sooner State's 1st Congressional District, and he joins me now to talk about legislation that he has filed that would repeal the 16th Amendment to the Constitution. Passed exactly 100 years ago, the 16th Amendment is what gave the federal government the power to levy the income tax. And he's here to join me now to explain why the 16th Amendment needs to go and what method he would use to fund federal operations. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. I think everybody understands after the IRS fiasco with what the president called, I think he called them insensitive rogue agents in Cincinnati, targeting, you know, conservative groups, pro-life groups, pro-Israel groups. They were just insensitive. Well, that's not true. I mean, we now know that this scandal, by direction, these quote insensitive agents were sending the packages to Washington D.C. And then these applications, once they got to Washington D.C., were sent upstairs to the office of the chief counsel of the IRS, which is one of two Barack Obama appointees in the IRS. So this scandal and the idea that the IRS is being used as a political tool, a political weapon, if you will, has got people in my district just outraged. And so what this bill does, it just simply says it doesn't matter if it's the fair tax, it doesn't matter if it's the flat tax. We just want to repeal the 16th Amendment and eliminate the IRS, and it gives us a two-year window. This amendment gives us a two-year window to come up with an alternative form of revenue, and it doesn't have to be the fair tax. It doesn't have to be the flat tax. Just an alternative form of revenue, and eliminate the IRS and repeal the 16th Amendment.
And Congressman, some of our listeners may have just heard your response and a lot of the attention you focused on the recent IRS scandal and the additional and in many cases harassment of conservative organizations. But your desire to repeal the 16th Amendment is not just about IRS actions in recent months and in the last couple of years since the Tea Party movement got going. You've been looking to repeal the 16th Amendment for a while because you believe it conflicts with the 4th Amendment against illegal search and seizure, correct?
That's exactly right. That's one of many reasons to repeal it. There's the obvious cost of time and money that people spend in tax preparation. And of course, when you pay your taxes, there's money there. But even bigger than that, a lot of people hire accountants and attorneys to do their taxes. There was one estimate from the Mercatus Center, which is at George Mason University, that says there's up to $1 trillion in annual hidden compliance costs within the tax code. The same study said that there were Americans spent 6 billion hours complying with the tax code. 6 billion hours. That's the same as a full-time workforce of 3.4 million people for a whole year. 3.4 million people is larger than the city of Chicago, it's larger than the city of Houston and the city of Philadelphia. This is a huge drain, the compliance costs of the tax code. The other thing that I think is hugely problematic is the fact that the same study had from 2001 until 2010, there were 4,428 changes to the Internal Revenue Code. That's more than one change per day. And the important thing here is that the only people that are getting what they want in the tax code are lobbyists who spend all their time coming and talking to me as a member of Congress saying why their client is so important and we've got to change the tax code for this purpose. But the reality is that the people that are listening to this broadcast, in many cases, they don't have a lobbyist. They just have a member of Congress. And their member of Congress is turning over to the lobbyists our tax policy, and it's disadvantaging some people and advantaging others. So whether it's the cost of compliance, whether it's the lobbyists and the manipulation of the tax code in order to manipulate human behavior, or just the idea that we need to be secure in our persons, you know, properties, papers, and effects, all these things need to be considered when you look at the IRS and the 16th Amendment.
Congressman, folks on both sides of the aisle, particularly Congressman Camp in the House and Senator Baucus in the Senate, the leaders of their respective committees have been talking about major tax reform for a while now in order to get rid of those loopholes and simplify the system, which would theoretically at least address the issue of compliance and special favors for lobbyists and so forth. Do you believe tax reform can make a major dent here, or is the damage just too far gone and it does really have to be repealed?
Well, look, I mean, we can do tax reform, and what you'll have is you'll still have a system in place where politicians are trying to get reelected, and of course they need to fund their campaigns to do that. And in order to fund their campaigns, they're going to try to appease lobbyists. And between politicians appeasing lobbyists and the fact they want to get reelected, we're going to be right back to where we started unless we do something drastic, which is why it requires a constitutional amendment that says we're going to repeal the 16th Amendment. And when you think about it, okay, so one of my challenges is I personally prefer the fair tax. But every time you start that conversation, somebody says, well, what about the flat tax? And the people who advocate for the flat tax say, what about the fair tax? If you look at the original flat tax from the Hoover Institute at the Stanford University, the Hall-Rabushka flat tax, it's a tax on income, but it eliminates investments. It eliminates taxes on capital gains and dividends and interest income and death, and just all investments are deducted, which means all you're really taxing is consumption. It's another way of getting at consumption. So whether you support the flat tax or whether you support the fair tax, we all come together under one umbrella, under Repeal 16, and we say, look, it's time to repeal the 16th Amendment and get fundamental tax reform. And if there's listeners out there that are interested in this, I would highly recommend they go to repeal16.org. Repeal16.org. We need to build a coalition, flat taxers and fair taxers. Go to repeal16.org and sign the petition, and then we'll be able to communicate with you and tell you the progress that we're making here in the House of Representatives on the Repeal 16 effort.
You talked about needing to build the coalition because obviously getting a constitutional amendment passed, which is essentially what you would need to have to do here, correct?
That's exactly right. Now, I'm under no illusions that's easy to do, but I was also under no illusions that we could. I never would have dreamed that we'd have this one-size-fits-all government takeover of healthcare that we have right now. And if you go back, you know, 5 or 6 years, people would have said, never, it'll never happen, it can't pass. Well, then a perfect storm happened, and you got this overwhelming majority of Democrats in the House and the Senate and the presidency, and they passed this debacle of a healthcare law. So look, you know, just because right now it doesn't seem like it's probable doesn't mean that we shouldn't be building a coalition today.
Well, we'll certainly keep track of that. In our last 30 seconds here, you were one of four Republicans to not vote for the Fred Upton plan last week, the Keep Your Health Plan Act. Explain for our listeners why you believe that was not a good way to go.
Well, I mean, the reality is the president lied to the American people. Everybody knows it. He cannot keep this promise because it's an impossible promise to keep. And now we, as House Republicans, we were going to pass a law that takes the president's lie and it puts it on our shoulders so that we are promising that if you like your health care, you can keep it. Look, you cannot change, the insurance companies can't change these actuarial tables on a dime, which means in the coming days, people are still going to lose their health care policies. And the last thing I want is Republicans owning that lie because we can't keep that promise any more than the president.
Congressman, we'll leave it there, and we'll certainly keep following your efforts when it comes to the 16th Amendment. We appreciate your time very much today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oklahoma Republican Congressman Jim Bridenstine represents his state's 1st Congressional District. Again, for more information on the effort to repeal the 16th Amendment, it's repeal16.org. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.